My roommate didn't play hearts. My roommate didn't have any use for the undeclared war in Vietnam. My roommate wrote home to his girlfriend, a senior at Wisdom Consolidated High School, every day. Put a glass of water next to Nate Hoppenstand, and it was the water that looked vivacious. He and I lived in room 302, next to the stairwell, across from the proctor's suite, lair of the hideous Deary, and all the way down the hall from the lounge with its card table, stand-up ashtrays, and its view of the palace on the plains. Our pairing suggested, to me at least, that everyone's most macabre musings about the university housing office might well be true. On the questionnaire, which I had returned to housing in April of 66, when my biggest concern was deciding where I should take Anne-Marie Soucy to eat after the senior prom, I had said that I was A, a smoker, B, a young Republican, C, an aspiring folk guitarist, D, a night owl. In its dubious wisdom, the housing office paired me with Nate, a non-smoking dentist in progress whose folks were Aroostook County Democrats. The fact that Lyndon Johnson was a Democrat made Nate feel no better about U.S. soldiers running around South Vietnam. I had a poster of Humphrey Bogart above my bed. Above his, Nate hung photos of his dog and his girl. The girl was a sallow creature dressed in a Wisdom High majorette's uniform and clutching a baton like a cudgel. She was Cindy. The dog was Rinty. Both the girl and the dog were sporting identical grins. It was fucking surreal. Nate's worst failing, as far as Skip and I were concerned, was the collection of record albums he kept carefully shelved in alphabetical order below Cindy and Rinty and just above his nifty little RCA swingline phonograph. He had three Mitch Miller records, Sing Along with Mitch, More Sing Along with Mitch, Mitch and the Gang Sing John Henry and Other American Folk Favorites. Meet Trini Lopez, a Dean Martin LP, Dino Swings Vegas, a Jerry and the Pacemakers LP, the first Dave Clark 5 album, perhaps the noisiest bad rock record ever made, and many others of the same ilk. I can't remember them all. It's probably a good thing. Nate, no, Skip said one evening. Oh, please, no. This was shortly before the onset of Hart's mania, perhaps only days. Oh, please, no what? Nate asked, without looking up from what he was doing at his desk. He seemed to spend all his waking hours either in class or at that desk. Sometimes I would catch him picking his nose and surreptitiously wiping the gleanings, after careful and thorough inspections, under the middle drawer. It was his only vice, if you accepted his horrible taste in music, that was.